I had a video done on me today.
Wow.
And that's great. Hey, not a problem. I stick my neck out on YouTube, I know, and that's the chance you take. The heretic situation now, that will come after I read the chapters. Matt Powell decided to make a 3-minute, I think, and 23-second video on me. And I'm going to make a response. Frankly, little Matthew is not on my most important list right now. He's a 22-year young punk kid. Evidently, he's been through some bad things, and he's taking it out on us Hebrew rooters, and he's ignorant. That's what the seal is truly about. Not some individual who thinks that he or she is eternally saved, they can do whatever the hell they want, and Elohim is stuck with them whether he likes it or not. It doesn't mean that. Because the father had no choice but to go by his own instructions according to Deuteronomy 24 verses 1 through 4 and divorce them. And since the animal sacrifices were only a sin covering and not adequate to make the remarriage possible, does that sound like eternal salvation to anyone? Let's get real here. Yeah. I hope there are people like Matt Powell, some of them listening. I doubt it, but I don't. He may not even know of this channel, but Marlo does. Well, folks, I'm getting distracted already with a bunch of bogus. I need my coffee. So, all right. I don't know. I'm just now. I'm hell bent for leather. On against this Osace eternal security crap. I just want to make, you know, grab a lot of issues going on at once here, folks. This is the guy. He's a young kid, 22 years old. His name is Matt Powell. He did it, he cut out a clip of my, video entitled "Is Osage Biblical?" And that's fine. I have no problem with that. But I did type in the comments. I said, "Okay, child, comma, the battle is on," and it is. And I think he's a Baptist pastor of some sort. He's a young kid, you know. It's just ridiculous. But I'm a wicked, evil heretic. I'm damned to hell. Evidently, have nothing to do with me. You know. I don't know what to think about Matt. He came, the first time I met him, he came up onto a panel. I think I'd seen him around before, but I didn't really pay attention. He came up onto a panel, ladies and gentlemen, and tried to tell me, and I was using the Direct King James then, not an offshoot like what I just read, the Restoration Study Bible. And I had read about how if you forsake God, he will forsake you. And he came up there because he's an ignorant little kid, KJV-onlyist, and said, "I don't think it reads that in my Bible, that God will forsake you." And I'm like, "Really? Elohim will forsake people?" Well, just type in Matt Powell. You'll find it, Miguel. Well, it's pretty easy to find. He's actually got more subs right now than I do, and that's fine. And he's trying to make himself look like a martyr, like he's something great. I tend to believe him. There was an atheist who attacked him, made a video on him saying that he lost his basketball dream, that he couldn't do it, so now he's going around preaching hellfire. And, I believe Matt, when he showed, you know, doing his video in response, showing his letters of scholarships that he could have hit, and he actually did play a year of college ball. I believe that he did. You know, he probably was a very good basketball player, and whatever, for whatever reason, he decided to give that up and go and preach hellfire to everybody. I don't know. I don't think it's the Ruach HaKodesh. Isn't the Holy Spirit leading him? He is. I don't know what got that kid into that, of this King James onlyism, which is doing a disservice. You know, it, not to mention, and I think I did say this in front of Matt Powell, but despite my great memory, I can't with the panels I go on and with all the new videos I do on two channels. So, you know, these guys, you know, just the English, don't mess with the Greek or the Hebrew. What kind of ignorant nonsense is this? And we've got these KGB-onlyist numbskulls saying, oh, don't worry about the Greek or the Hebrew. Why wouldn't we do it? I mean, it just, you know, it's just amazing how ignorant a lot of these KGB-onlyists really are. And he's young. He's 22. I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing that he gave up his college and his basketball career or not. And college is not pro, trust me. You know, he probably, you know, to sit there and even speculate he would make the pros like NBA is you know, I'm not even going to try. I doubt he would have. So I really don't know, nor do I care that he, about why he truly gave up his basketball career. Maybe he did. You know, but when people have their own agenda, I don't care how well-intentioned it is. When you're going around at that young age trying to talk ignorantly like that, and he's disrespectful. We'll be discussing a subject on Marvel's panel, as in Belief Faith, that subject. You know, and he'll come up there and change the subject to try and expose me to everybody of what a wicked, evil heretic I am. So him thinking he's doing this wonderful, great thing, telling, you know, warning and defending Renee Rowland of me, in front of me, is just ludicrous. I mean, this kid is really something else. He gets so bent on what he wants to talk about, and he doesn't care what the rest of the group is doing, and then he quick runs away. He asked me, do I believe in eternal security? Obviously, I do not, folks. I am not scared of a punk kid like him. I mean, I've been around for 27 more years than him. I'm not scared of anything, folks. But I just didn't feel, I didn't answer him because I was tired of it. And Marvel puts up with it. These are his friends. That's what's making me wonder about Marvel, as in Belief Faith. Marvel, I don't know if you're watching this or not, but you're approximately, from what I hear, 38 years old. And you're trying to get approval, not only from other people, as in other men, but people that are, what, 16 years old, like Timothy, Matt, who's 22. Dude, it is time to grow up. It is time to man up. It is time to put away childish things. I have lost summers on both channels over certain issues. I am going to have to do a video on this kid. If I want to interpret it like Talking Doctrine does, oh, God just took him home. No, he didn't. Don't think for one second, please, or just please don't. Now, I don't know where Matt stands on that, nor do I care, but don't think like Talking Doctrine does. Oh, the Lord just took him home. That's not how it goes. It's offensive. It's insulting the way these people misinterpret and twist my ancestors' scriptures. I hate it. I can't stand it. I would not even have a problem with a moderated debate where he has to keep his mouth shut while I talk, and vice versa. And that's what the subject would be about. But too, with the way he comes into panels and disrupts the whole doggone thing, and then to have the host of the show put up with that crap, you know, maybe it's time to quit hanging with those people. Just shake the dust off our feet,